Oh, you must not discourage me, Mr. Holmes. I know that all is well with him. There is so keen a sympathy between us that I should know if evil came upon him. On the very day that I saw him last, he cut himself in the bedroom, and yet I in the dining room rushed upstairs instantly with the utmost certainty that something had happened. Do you think that I would respond to such a trifle, and yet be ignorant of his death? Ah, I have seen too much not to know that the impression of a woman may be more valuable than the conclusion of an analytical reasoner. And in this letter you certainly have a very strong piece of evidence to corroborate your view. But if your husband is alive and able to write letters, why should he remain away from you? I cannot imagine. It is unthinkable. And on Monday he made no remarks before leaving you?
No.
And you were surprised to see him in Swandam Lane?
Very much so.
Was the window open?
Yes.
Then he might have called to you.
He might.
He only, as I understand, gave an inarticulate cry.
Yes.
A call for help, you thought?
Yes. He waved his hands.
But it might have been a cry of surprise. Astonishment at the unexpected sight of you might cause him to throw up his hands?
It is possible.
And you thought he was pulled back?
He disappeared so suddenly.
He might have leapt back. You did not see anyone else in the room?
No, but this horrible man confessed to having been there, and the Lascar was at the foot of the stairs.
Quite so. Your husband, as far as you could see, had his ordinary clothes on,
but without his collar or tie. I distinctly saw his bare throat.
Had he ever spoken of Swandam Lane?
Never.
Had he ever showed any signs of having taken opium?
Never.
Thank you, Mrs. Sinclair. Those are the principal points about which I wished to be absolutely clear. We shall now have a little supper and then retire, for we may have a very busy day tomorrow.